Radhe Radhe. This is a translation of Shri Shri Vilap Kusumanjali by Srimad 108 Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. The most munificent Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this fallen age of Kali in order to deliver us fallen souls. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he composed the beautiful Vilap Kusumanjali on Radha Kund. He was a permanent resident of Sri Sri Radha Kund and performed his bhajan on the banks of Sri Radha Kund the entire life. In the 16th verse, he is stating his heartfelt prayers at the lotus feet of Ishwari. He is saying, O Devi Sri Radhe, I want the best seva at your lotus feet. I'm not going to accept anything other than this. Under any circumstance and at any point of time, anyam kimapi na yache, I don't beg for anything else. I'm very, very sure that I don't want anything else other than the best seva. You want me to become your sakhi. Sakhya yate mama namostu namostu nityam. I pay obeisance again and again to the position of your sakhi. I am ready to bow my head repeatedly at the lotus feet of your sakhis, and I glorify your sakhis very much. But I want to tell you what I wish. Dasyastu mama rasostu rasostu satyam. All I want is your dasya, and this I am swearing by your lotus feet that I don't want anything else. Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami is very much firm in his nishtha at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. We must pay attention to this nishtha. We have a lot to learn from him. We are also greedy to receive the best dasya, the best seva of Ishwari. Yesterday in our discussion, we have already seen what is Kamarupa Bhakti. Kamarupa Bhakti we can classify into two types, Sambhogichchamayi and Tadbhavichchatmika. What is Sambhogichchamayi Bhakti? Sambhogichchatmika Bhakti means that Naika Bhav. It means that when we want when the sadhak wants to become a naika, that is a beloved of Sri Krishna, and enjoy confidential pastimes with him, so that is called as Sambhogichchamayi Bhakti. While Tadbhavichchatmika means that when we say that Ishwari, your will be done, your pleasure is topmost, so that is Tadbhavichchatmika. Now, Srimati Radharani Sakhis are of five types. They are as follows. 1. Sakhi, 2. Priya Sakhi, 3. Parampreshtha Sakhi, 4. Prana Sakhi, 5. Nitya Sakhi. Now all these five, further we may group them into three categories. First, Samasneha asama sneha and adhik sneha. Sama sneha are those sakis who have equal love for both Radharani as well as Shri Krishna. Asama sneha are those sakis who have little bit more love for Shri Krishna, while adhik sneha are those sakis who have little bit more love for Radharani. Asama sneha, who are they? They are Dhanishtha, Vishakha, etc. They fall into the group called Sakhi. They have love for Radharani, but they have little bit more love for Shri Krishna. There is no bhajan under their subjugation. The Priya Sakhis and the Parampreshtha Sakhi, they are Samasneha, Lalita, etc. They have equal prem for Radharani as well as Shri Krishna. Before Mahaprabhu, before the appearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu, the sadhaks practiced Gopi Bhav in following in the subjugation of these Sakhis, the Priya Sakhis and the Parampreshtha Sakhis. Before Sriman Mahaprabhu, there was no bhajan owing allegiance to Prana Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. This is the special gift of Sriman Mahaprabhu, because Prana Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi, they are the manjaris. They show little bit more love for Srimati Radharani. And these are the manjaris. Sriman Mahaprabhu's special gift in this fallen age of Kali to us is this very, very high, exquisite seva called Manjari Bhav Seva. This is in subjugation under the guidance of these Prana Sakhis and Nitya Sakhis. Yesterday we had raised a question in this context. We already know that these Adhik Sneha Sakhis, the Prana Sakhis and the Nitya Sakhis, the Manjaris that is, they never feel like having some bhog with Shri Krishna, that is physical union with Shri Krishna. Then how come we say that they are doing bhajan and or they are in Madhur Bhav, or the sadhaks who are practicing sadhana under them, they are in Madhur Bhav? Because Madhur Bhav means sambhog, it means passion. So then how can we say that this bhajan is madhur? How can we say that the sakhis are in Madhur Bhav? Our Goswamis have answered this question extremely beautifully. Yesterday we had already discussed Srimati Janhava Thakurani's Bhavullasa Rati, and in that she answers very beautifully. So, it is like this, that just as Radha and Krishna, they are inwardly, they are one. Only externally, they appear as two. Similarly, Radharani and her manjaris, they are united, they are one. And only externally, they appear in different forms, like in different bodies. To relish Leela Ras, Radha Krishna, they have become two. So similarly, to relish Seva Ras, Radharani and her kinkaris, they have assumed different bodies. But we must always remember that they are factually one. although they may be far from Radharani, the Manjaris, Pulaki Yata Pulaka. If Mukunda is gazing at Radharani, then Radharani, if she sheds tears, then Sashra Bhavati, they also shed tears. And if she exhibits pulak, that is goosebumps, then even they manifest goosebumps. If Radharani, she becomes pale, then they also become pale. When Radharani smiles, then they also feel happy and they smile. Shri Krishna is saying, Radhe, these kinkaris of yours, they are just mirrors of, they are your mirrors. Even if I don't see you, but I see them, I come to know that what you are feeling just by looking at them. The very first verse of Vilap Kusumanjali is an evidence of this. Srila Das Goswami has written that, O Rupa Manjari, there is a kshata, there is an injury mark on your vimbadhara, that is on your berry-like lips. Has some great parrot bitten you on your lips? O Rupa Manjari, you are famous in Vrajamandal as chaste. You never ever think of another man. Even in your dreams, you don't think or see another man. Then how come you have got a love bite on your lips? Who has given it to you? Is it some great parrot? He is indicating Shri Krishna. In reality, Shri Radha Madhav, they were deeply engrossed in vilas, in love sports, inside the kunja, and Shri Rupa Manjari, she was gazing at that vilas. Through the opening in the kunja, she was so much absorbed in seeing that love bite that Madhav planted on Radharani's lips, it is showing on Rupa Manjari's lips. When Tulasi Manjari saw her, then Tulasi Manjari, she was full of ecstasy. And she is glorifying Rupa Manjari. This is what we call as Bhavullasa Rati. So this is how they are exhibiting Madhura Rati. In the same manner, we Gaudiya Vaishnavs, our heartfelt wish, desire is to get this Bhavullasa Rati. So we must know what is this Varadasya, what is this great Dasya, how we must follow in the footsteps of this Varadasya. And that is why we must know what the Goswamis have written, and we must practice in the footsteps of these Goswamis, because these Goswamis, they are the best of Manjaris. And they are the ones who know Radha Krishna and how to perform Radharani's seva, how to perform this Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajan. They know the maximum. So that is why we must follow in their footsteps. And our Raghunath Das Goswami Charan, who can be greater than him? We cannot get anyone greater than him. He is totally bathed in Radha Dasya. Radharani's Dasya servitude is oozing out from every pore of his body. Why is he lamenting so much? Why is he crying day and night? He is saying that Radharani, she is my Atmeshwari. That means she is the Ishwari of my Atma. I am not getting her darshan. That is why I am crying. we may say Shripad, in this Vrindavan, we can see many more other sadhaks who are also practicing Radha Dasya. But we cannot see anyone crying so much day in and day out like you. To this he is replying that it is because I have nothing else but her lotus feet. Tavaivasmi, tavaivasmi, na jivami tvaya binam. I am yours, I am yours. I cannot live without you. That is why I am crying so much. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he was feeling that he does not have anything else to live for. And this is how even we sadhak, we have to feel that we have no other precious wealth other than Radharani's lotus feet. There is nothing else worth living for. And that is why we must also feel that we have to place our hearts at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And if we hear this and discuss this more and more, then even we will also feel that it will make our nishtha strong, and it will make our faith strong, and it will make our sadhana also determined, more nourished. And we are so much conditioned. In fact, our mantras, the mantras which we do jap every day, what is the meaning of these mantras? We must know that also. For example, let us take this Kam Gayatri. What is Kam Gayatri? What is the use of doing jap of Kam Gayatri? We have so many material desires, kamana. So, Kam Gayatri is very, very powerful. It will make us give up all our material desires. We will reject material desires if we do jap of Kam Gayatri properly. And Kam Gayatri will madden our hearts and will make us absorbed and will make us go crazy about that divine world, the divine Kamadev, who is none other, Navina Aprakrita Madan, who is none other than Shri Krishna himself. He is the real Ananga, the real Kamadev. So he will then attract our heart and soul, and then we will not feel anything about, we will feel that this material world is so useless, we will not feel anything for this material world. So this is the reason for the Goswamis have given us Kam Gayatri. What is the job of the Prakrita Madan, that is this Madan, the love god of the material world? He is making the whole world go crazy. He is filling the world with lust, and people are going mad behind this lust. To satisfy their lusty desire, they are doing anything. So which means that this material love god, material Madan, he has got everybody under his thumb. And he is making this world go round and round with his little finger. But when we meditate and we do jap of the Aprakrita Navin Madan, of Kam Gayatri, then this Aprakrita Navina Madan, he attracts us, he destroys our material lust, and he makes us, our minds absorb in the seva of lotus feet of Ishwari. Our heart becomes pure, and we start appreciating the beauty, the splendor, the seva of Ishwari's lotus feet. And then in our heart we have attraction for Ishwari, and it makes us go crazy. It absorbs us in divine love and transports us to that divine world of Manjari's, Radha Madhav, the Kunja Vilas. So this is the exquisite gift of the Goswamis to us, which we must appreciate and we must care for. Shripad wants the Varadasya, that is the most exquisite Dasya Seva of Srimati Radharani. Who are these Manjaris? The Manjaris are not ordinary Dasis. They are Sakhis kam Dasis. Also in Sakya Bhav, Ishwari treats them as her dearmost Sakhi. But they feel that they are Dasis. But actually they are Sakhis. So in spite of being Dasi, they are actually Sakhis. Their Swaroop is made up of Seva, Seva Ras. They don't know anything other than Radharani's Seva. They don't want anything other than Radharani's Seva. While Radharani treats them as her Sakhis. And this is why this we call this as Varadasya. And it is also Varadasya because they serve Yugal Kishore in a very, very extraordinary and special manner. No other Sakhi, no one can serve them like this. In a very deep kunja, Srimati Radharani is displaying her Madanakya Mahabhav, and by the effect of her Madanakya Mahabhav, Shyam Sundar, he has fainted. How is it possible? Shri Krishna, he is Akhanda Advaya Tattva. That is, he is the non-dual, the complete Tattva, the truth. He is Sachidananda Parabrahma. But if Radharani, she raises only her eyebrow, he faints. Why like this? Because Radharani has got supreme prem for him. And Bhaktir Premi Cheshta Dekhi Krishner Hoy Chamatkar. So when the devotee shows immense love for Sri Krishna, then he is also wonderstruck. And if someone like Radharani, if Radharani, she who is supreme most devotee, lover of Sri Krishna, if she shows any expression of prem, then definitely he is so much wonderstruck that he faints. And no one can raise him from that fainted state. Radharani, even she is unable to bring him back to consciousness. Then she is calling, "Oh Tulasi, Tulasi, come here. See what has happened to Shyam. I am not able to break his unconscious state. Come on, now you try. Try once." And then Tulasi Manjari, she leaned on the wall of the kunja. She closed her eyes and with all her heart she started singing. And as she was singing, then Shyamasundar slowly, he regained consciousness and he became fit for performing love sports. Now, what is this song that Tulasi Manjari sings? Shripad has called it the Dibbogan or the divine song. What is the word of this song? The subject matter of this song is highly transcendental and it consists of the confidential pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Madhav. So does Ishwari herself not know this song? Of course, she knows this song. She knows it very, very well because she herself has taught this song to the Manjari. Otherwise, from where will the Manjari learn such a song? She has taken Tulasi Manjari deep inside some cave in Govardhan, and there she has taught the Manjari this song. So, and now the Manjari is singing this song because Ishwari knows that some time will come when Shyam will faint and then Manjari has to sing this song. Why Ishwari cannot sing it herself? No, she cannot, because she is the subject matter of this song. She herself is the heroine of this song. So she doesn't like to sing this song herself. She prefers, because the song is about her and her supreme beloved, her Pranavallabh, Shri Shyam Sundar. That is why she wants that Manjari should sing this song. So why can she not teach this song to some sakhi like Lalita, Vishakha, etc.? No, she cannot do that, because the subject matter of this song is highly, highly confidential, and she does not want to reveal all this relation between her and Shyam Sundar to any sakhi either. She trusts only the Manjaris to learn such a song and to sing it at the correct moment. So, our Goswami is saying that, oh Radhe, you are so much embarrassed in front of the Sakhis, and you will, that is why, when that day will come, when you will take me right inside some cave of Giri Govardhan, and there you will teach me the divine song. And you will teach me so much in confidence where the Sakhis cannot reach and cannot find out that you are teaching me. So much so that you don't want even Shyam Sundar to hear this song. But this song is divine. It has so much power that it can bring Shri Krishna back to consciousness. Similarly, this song is so powerful also that wherever Shyam Sundar may be, it will drag him and bring him where Ishwari is there. And when Ishwari is teaching Kinkari this song, she is teaching Kinkari absolutely freely. She is playing the veena and she is nicely teaching Kinkari. And then Shyam Sundar, he was not able to stay. He was dragged over there and he was peering through the door and he was seeing, he was gazing at Radharani, so beautifully she is teaching. And then suddenly Radharani, she spotted him. She frowned and she said, "What? You are here also? Go, get lost from here." And Shyam says, "What is this? It is not fair. You are teaching Tulasi this song. And I am not allowed even to stand and hear it. It's not fair." And Ishwari says that, "What is this? In Vrindavan, there is no peace at all. Can I not go anywhere where you are not there? You land up everywhere. Is there no place which is unknown to you?" And Shyam is begging of her, "No, don't do this to me. Let me hear." And Kinkari, she is looking at both of them. She is relishing so sweetly their conversation. And then Shrimati says, "Okay, Tulasi, come on. You sing. Let him hear this song." And then Tulasi is singing this and she is pleasing the divine couple. So this is such beautiful dasya, beautiful seva. Can there be any seva greater than this? That is why we call this as the raha dasya. That means the most confidential dasya. And the Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhak is a beggar for this dasya, is begging for this dasya, this seva. and the manjaris, they have gained qualification, worthiness in doing this seva. So we find that the manjaris, they perform such highly confidential seva that once Tulasi Manjari is also seeing that Sri Sri Radha Madhav are performing their vilas so sweetly. They are engrossed in their prema lila, in their prema vilas, and then, but there is some obstruction somewhere. Both of them, they are so much engrossed in performing the vilas that they are not realizing what is wrong, but there is something wrong. And then Tulasi Manjari, she enters the kunja and she finds out that their hair has got entangled, and unknown to both of them, she just smoothens the hair. She disentangles the hair. So, and then again the vilas proceeds smoothly. So the manjari, she is so free. You know, she can enter and exit from the kunja whenever she wants. She has got such a high level power. Ishwari has given them this power. So they exercise this power at the right moments. And this is Varadasya. Our Goswamis, they have performed in this manner and seva in this manner. In fact, Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that I want to perform seva in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Manjari and all other such wonderful manjaris. So, which goes to show that our Goswamis, they are the topmost manjaris, and we are really very fortunate to have got this gift from them. We should read more about of their realizations and practice sadhana in their footsteps. We must practice sadhana in this particular bhav, and we should mold ourselves in this bhav. As we meditate more and more, following their realizations, the revelations which they have got, we will definitely also become in the same bhav as the Goswamis were. And we will offer Sri Sri Radha Madhav Tambul, we will offer them fragrant water, we will massage their feet, we will take Ishwari for Abhisar, because there is ananda, there is bliss in Sevaras only. Without Sevaras, there is no ananda, no happiness. The Sakhi such as Lalita, they are very dear to Radharani, but they are Samasneha. It means that they have equal prem for both Radharani and Shri Krishna. We already mentioned that before. But sometimes, depending upon the situation, they may show little more prem for... it is not like they show equal prem always. But it is that depending on the situation, sometimes they may show little more prem for Radharani, and sometimes they may show little more prem for Shri Krishna. Whereas the Asama Sneha Sakhis, they always show little more prem for Shri Krishna. But the Sama Snehas, they are sometimes this side and sometimes little bit that side. Whereas we, the Manjaris, we are always showing more prem for Radharani, whatever the situation may be. So this shows the high level, the high position of the manjaris. How the manjaris position is the highest, higher than even the samasneha sakhis. Thakur Mahashaya said, samasneha bishamasneha duyena korioleha. You don't fall in the group of the samasneha or the vishamasneha, means asamasneha. And you don't have to perform sadhana in that category. But
Sri Rupa Manjari Sar, Sri Rupa Manjari Aar, Namam
you follow in the footsteps of Rupa Manjari, Roti Manjari, Labanga Manjari, Kasturika Manjari. You perform sadhana by being anuga, by being subjugated, by following the guidance, under the guidance of these Manjaris, especially under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. Why? Because these Manjaris, they are from the tips of their toes till the tip of their hair, they are enkindled with seva, full of seva. And we must be very much in anugatya, that is, we must humbly follow, obediently we must follow in the footsteps of these Goswamis or these Manjaris. Because in Gaudiya Vaishnav sadhana, anugatya or humble subjugation, surrender, it is the watchword. If you ever want to advance in sadhana, we must follow strictly we must be totally under the guidance. We must lower our head and be under the guidance of Sri Guru and senior Vaishnavs. And whatever they tell us, we must just obey that. We must follow them totally. Without that, we cannot get even little bit success in this Manjari Swarup sadhana. There is no way we can practice this without anugatya. So first and foremost, we must learn anugatya, that is, how to become subjugated by senior devotees who are performing sadhana in Manjari Swarup. Because Thakur Mahasaya is saying, Eshabar onuga hoya prem sheba labochaya rupe gune dogomogi sada hobo onuragi boshati kori boshokhi maj. So we will have to follow under their guidance. We will have to perform sadhana, and then only we will be rupe gune dogomogi. We are bouncing and bouncing with beauty, excellent qualities, and we are full of enthusiasm. We must perform seva. It should not be that Gurudev, he has written something, he has scribbled in our notebooks, and it is lying somewhere in our notebooks only. Our yogpeet is nicely laminated, and we have kept very nicely inside our cupboard under lock and key, and there it is lying, beautifully, peacefully it is lying over there. We have kept it nicely, and we are never even looking at it. So it should not be like this. We must learn yogpeet, we must learn the Manjari Seva, whatever our Gurudev has given, all the mantras of Mantra Smaran, we must do, we must perform all that every day. So it should not be that we have kept it inside the in the locker. So we have to meditate on our Manjari Swarup, this Kishori Pramada Kritim, this beautiful Kishori form. So we will have to transport ourselves in that Leela Rajya, in the empire of that Leela, where that Leela is being performed, that Radha Madhav Leela is going on, there we will have to reach. Because Shadhone Bhavivo Jaha Shiddha Dehe Pavotaha, whatever I will meditate on now, if I meditate on those Leelas, if I meditate on that Swarup, Panjari Swarup now, then only I will get it someday. Apakke Shadhon Riti Pakileshe Prem Bhakti. Now I have not attained success, so that is why we call it sadhana. But when I attain success, that will be Siddha Swarup. But to reach that Siddha Swarup, today I have to perform sadhana. How am I going to perform that sadhana? I have to lower my head in front of Sri Guru Vaishnava, at the feet of Vaishnavas, and we will have to learn that. We will have to follow in their footsteps, under their guidance. Only by being humble, by surrendering unto Sri Guru Vaishnava, only we can get kripa of the Goswamis. We can get kripa of these Manjaris. And then when they will give us kripa, then we will be able to attain success in this Manjari Swarup Sadhana. So this is Bhakti Lakhan Tattvashar. This is the truth, the essence of Bhakti. And when we are showing Anugatya, this is Bhakti Lakhan, means this is the symptom of Bhakti. When we have surrendered and become humble. So, we see this in Vrindavan, and here we have to reach. So Gaudiya Vaishnava has to reach this level, this stage. And our Goswamis, they have written volumes and volumes on this Varadasya. So Goswami Pad is saying that in my heart is full of steam, and I am closing up my heart. I am not letting this steam out, because this steam, if I let it out, then it's of no use, because the material world will not appreciate this steam in my heart. Better I accumulate this steam and create a huge pressure inside, because steam is very powerful. Today we can see, even in material world, that what wonder the steam is doing. It is moving such huge machines. So similarly, our Goswami Pad is saying that this steam in my heart, I am going to use it ultimately to get me to obtain that Manjari Swarup. I am undergoing a lot of suffering in my heart. I am feeling pain inside my heart, the pain of separation. I am thirsty to get this seva, to reach this kingdom of seva, of this jugal seva. Our Goswami is saying that this is my abhishta, this is my goal in my life. And Goswami Pad is crying. He is saying that I am lamenting, my heart is bleeding. And he is so much full of humility. He has become totally surrendered and he is so humble. So we too have to become humble like this, and then we have to think that I am so fallen, I am so sinful, that is why Ishwari is not doing kripa on me. She is not giving me her darshan and her seva, because I am so fallen. We will have to actually feel it from the bottom of our hearts, and then only we will get kripa. We will have to beg for kripa from everybody, then Ishwari will do kripa on us. Our Goswamis are showing this to us by their example. And this steam in their heart, they are displaying in this manner through their prayers. And when they are not getting this abhishta, they are not getting this goal, then they are seeing Radharani everywhere, in their heart, inside and outside. And Radharani's job is that she likes to enhance the prem inside the devotee's heart. She wants that her devotee should become more and more anxious, should become more agitated, should become more thirsty. Because when the devotee is more thirsty, then the devotee relishes more. When we are maximum thirsty, then we relish the taste of water the most. So similarly, that is why Ishwari, she is very kind. She is increasing the thirst in her beloved devotee's heart. And that is why our Goswamis are crying. and they are feeling so much humble, and they are saying that it is very good, this state. The material people, they may say, oh, what is so good about this state? Since you are crying and you are so sad, you are depressed. But actually our Mahajans are saying that no, this stage is absolutely a very good state. Because when this state we reach, we are really humble and pure. And then we get kripa. We get Ishwari's kripa at this stage. So it is good. See what lovely Varadasya. Radharani, she has returned after Leela and she is crying in separation. Sakhis are consoling her. They are saying, Radhe, don't cry. You will meet him again soon. Come on, we will have to do some more seva. And then Radharani with her team of Manjaris, Sakhi Manjaris, she is preparing very nice sweets and lovely dishes again for Shyam Sundar. She has arranged those dishes nicely. She has covered them with silken cloth. And she is placing all the tiffin boxes in Tulasi Manjari's hands. She is hugging Tulasi Manjari and telling, oh Tulasi, actually with tears in her eyes, Ishwari is telling that, oh Tulasi, actually I myself must go to my beloved to give all these tiffin boxes, all these lovely dishes. But I cannot go again and again. I have to attend to other work also at home. And I've already been there once. Doesn't look good to go so many times in Nandalay. So, dear Tulasi, you must go there. But when you see him, it is as good as me seeing him. Because you are not different from me. Through your eyes, I will gaze at my Pranavallabh, at the dearmost, at the beloved of my life. Yes, Pranavallabh means beloved of my life. So I will gaze at Pranavallabh and I will also relish his beauty and bhav. So Tulasi, please gaze nicely at him. Fill him in your eyes. And when you return, I shall look into your eyes and I will see my Shyam's reflection in your eyes and I will come to know how he is. When you feed him, I will feel that I am feeding him. And when Tulasi returns, she really feels Shyamasundar in her eyes. And she comes and tells Ishwari. She does not have to tell Ishwari anything. Ishwari just gazes into her eyes and can see Shyamasundar in her eyes. So, where are you going to find such lovely seva? Is it possible for anyone else to do it? No. In fact, when Mother Jashomati, she sees the Manjari, she hugs her, she takes her on her lap and she gives her the same treatment as she gives Radha. Tulasi reaches the food to Nandalay and it is summer season. Shyam Sundar, he is relishing the food. And Mother Yashomati, she is also sitting in one side. She has given a fan in Tulasi Manjari's hands. And Tulasi is fanning Kanhaiya. And Mother Yashomati has told her to sit right in front of him and fan him. Because she knows that if Kanhaiya sees her, then he will remember Radharani. And then he will eat more. So, that is why she has placed Manjari right in front of Shyam. She is telling Shyam that, see, this dish Radha has prepared. And immediately he is gulping it down. Again she is saying, this also she has made. Then again he is eating it. And Mother Jashomati is so happy. She is looking happily that because her son is, who is otherwise very fussy about food, is eating very nicely. After this, Mother Jashoda, she will put again some prasad in the boxes. And Dhanishtha, Kundalata, they will secretly bring some Shri Krishna's Adharamritam and they will put it in the boxes. And the Manjari will leave along with that prasad. But before coming from Radharani's place, Ishwari had given a message. She had told the Manjari that, see, you tell him that tonight we will have Abhisar in so and so Kunja. So you must give Shyam this message. But how to give Kanhaiya that message? Because mother is sitting right in front of her. How can she talk? So she is all the time she is fanning, she is thinking that how do I give him this message? And then what she does is that when his eating is nearly over, then she stands up and she pretends to walk away from there. And while walking, she presses his little finger with her foot. And he immediately knows that which kunja they have to meet tonight. Now this is Varadasya. Shri Krishna is Akhanda Advaita Tattva, Sachidananda Parabrahma. And she is, after all, she is a Dasi. But this is not the relation in Vrindavan. In Vrajadham, by this we come to know that what is the high position of Manjari. Manjari, she can do anything. She has the power to do anything. For Radha Madhav's seva, she can place her foot on his finger, she can place her foot on his head also, if the necessity arises. Tell me, don't you remember in Gambhira pastimes how Govinda crossed over Sriman Mahaprabhu and he went inside? Mohan aparad hai prabhur langhane. Because Anantakoti Brahmanda, that means infinite crores of universes are seated inside Mahaprabhu's body because he is Supreme Personality. So if someone crosses over Mahaprabhu, it means that he is crossing over infinite universes. It is a Mahan aparad. But still Govinda did it. Why? To perform seva, for giving Mahaprabhu pleasure. So it was not an aparad for him. Although to go beyond our limits, it is not good. Because this langhan, or to cross over our whatever is our right, to go beyond our right, it is not good. We should always be humble in front of Sri Gurudev and Vaishnavas from inside. But for seva's sake, we can overstep our rights also if we are totally serving selflessly. Govinda, he overstepped Mahaprabhu. He did not care for any aparad. And he very nicely, he massaged Prabhu's feet. And Shukhe, Mahaprabhu, he slept very nicely. And then after some time, around 1 hour, he woke up and then he told Govinda. He asked, Atakhon Achish Boshiya, you are still sitting here? Why have you not gone to take prasad? So Govinda said, how could I cross over you and go for prasad? Then Mahaprabhu said that how could you? The way you came in, how did you come in? You stepped over me and came in. The same way you should have gone out. Govinda kept quiet. He did not reply. But Srila Kaviraj Goswami, he knows what is inside Govinda's heart. And he has shared it with us. He has revealed to us what is in Govinda's heart. He says,
Aparadho imma naru. সম্পর্কে কমন সেবা নিমিত্ত কোটি অপরাধ নাই বলি আর স্বনিমিত্তে অপরাধ ভাতে ভয় মানি।
Govinda is thinking that for your seva, I am ready to perform crores of aparads. I don't care. But to satisfy my senses, my hunger, even the dream of committing an aparad is worse than hellish planets to me. I might as well go to hell, but not even dream of committing an aparad to satisfy my own self, my own hunger or my own senses. Such is the Gaudiya Vaishnav's outlook. So if we are in Manjari Swarup Sadhana, this is how we also must be. So our Mahajan is saying that Shri Krishna Bhaje Shebaro Chatur. So whoever is worshipping Shri Krishna, he is very cunning. So when mother sent the manjari with prasad and then Tulasi Manjari, she went to Radharani and she handed over the prasad to Ishwari. Ishwari was waiting eagerly for her. Not only mother Yashoda, everyone in Vrindavan loves Radharani. The gopas, the cows, the gopas, everybody loves Radharani. Radharani is the life and soul. Radharani, she was telling her sakhis that, you know, whenever we play any game, Kanhaiya wins on the basis of strength because he is stronger. I badly want to defeat him today in some game. So the Sakhis are saying that, Radhe, you should play some game where you need intelligence, because then he will never be able to defeat you. So they are playing the game of dice. And this game is going on in Sudevi's Kunja. So they are playing dice in Sudevi's Kunja. And there are two referees, umpires, Vrinda and Vrinda Devi and Nandi Mukhi. And only two people are allowed to speak from both the sides. From Krishna's side, Madhu Mangal is allowed to speak, and from Radharani's side, Lalita is allowed to speak. Other people are not allowed to talk. Vrinda Devi said that, see, this is a gambling game. So if you gamble, then you will always have to keep some stake. So both of you will have to place something as bet first. So Shri Krishna, he placed his Venu, flute, and Radharani placed her Veena as bets. Radharani said that the Venu is his life. He will never give his Venu, you just see. She said that, see, he is a big cheat. He will lose, but he will not give his flute. So, in front of everyone, you must keep your flute over here first. You will say, I will give it later, and later you will not give it. So, you have to keep it in front of everybody over here. See, in front of everyone, I am keeping my Veena. So, you also take out your Venu and you keep it over here. I want to see your flute. So, Krishna had no option, but he had to take out his flute and keep it over there. He was not willing to give his flute actually, to place it over there. But Ishwari said, no, nothing doing. Take it out. Keep it over here. Then he was forced to keep the flute. And now she said, Prananath, O Lord of my life, now you can cast the dice. And in the dice game, there are certain movements. You can make certain movements when the dice shows certain number. So they were playing and Krishna, he was making mistakes, and the sakhis, they were suppressing their laughter because no one is allowed to make a noise. Only Madhumangal and Lalita, they can speak loudly. So the sakhis, they were laughing very silently. Radharani, she picked up the dice and she started rubbing the dice together in her palms. Her palms are so beautiful. They are so splendorous. They are sending out rosy light everywhere, radiance everywhere. And his gaze is transfixed on her beautiful palms as she is rubbing the dice. It is as if she is not rubbing the dice, but she is squeezing his heart. And ultimately, when she casts the dice, it is a beautiful number, it's a lovely number, and the sakhis, they are looking at her and they are talking through their eyes that we know you will surely win the game because this fellow, he can only graze the cows. He lives amongst the cows the whole day. From where will he learn such fine art, fine games of playing, of like dice game? As the game was going on and on, Shri Krishna's brain was totally benumbed because after all, he is sitting in front of Mahabhav and his brain was not working anymore. So, but there are sakhis on both sides, and the sakhis are very much expert at talking with their eyes, and they are talking with their eyes and they are helping their team member. So some are helping Shri Krishna and some are helping Radharani, like that. But Radharani, she has sent Tulasi Manjari, and Tulasi Manjari has prayed at the end of Vilap Kusumanjali. From her prayer we come to know that Ishwari sent her to Sudevi especially to learn the dice game, this Pasha Krida or dice game, because Sudevi is an expert in the dice game and Tulasi Manjari has learnt it so well. Now none of the sakhis are less. They are all experts in talking with their eyes and making all sorts of eye signs, gestures, and they can talk very nicely without opening their lips. But amidst so many of them, Tulasi Manjari, she is looking at Ishwari and she is signaling to Ishwari that now you must play like this. And Ishwari, she, and none of the sakhis, they come to know the way the Manjari, she gives the message. Only Ishwari, she knows that Manjari is telling her like this. And she places the pawn in this manner. She moves the pawn and she ultimately wins the game. All due to Tulasi Manjari. This is Varadasya. See, Vrinda. See, Nandi Mukhi. Look here, Kundalata. No cheating. And see, I have won the game. You can see this. Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. Now, Radharani has won the game. And the umpires are forced to give the game in her honor. All the Sakhi Manjaris all are clapping in her favor. They are saying, Jai, Radhe. And all the sakhis are telling Radharani that take that flute from him, break it into pieces and throw it in the Jamuna. It is very mischievous, always creating trouble. Let's get rid of this nonsense once and for all. And Shri Krishna is not ready to give his flute. He is hiding his flute. He is just snatched it from that betting altar and he is hiding it inside his dress. Radharani got so angry. She just jumped on him and she fought with him like a leopardess. She scratched him and she And while he, his body, the moment she touches him, he becomes so mesmerized, like he's spellbound and he's lost his consciousness. When he regains consciousness, he says, "Where is my flute? Who has taken my flute?" And Radharani says that, "Who has taken your flute? We don't know anything about your flute. You hid your flute, that's all we know last. Who wants your flute? It has no cost, it is so worthless." And the Sakhis are also saying, "It is just a piece of worthless bamboo. We don't want it. We have better things than your flute." And then Tulasi is saying that, "Here, you better go and graze your cows. You don't come here to play games of dice." How can you dream about playing such hi-fi games, such as dice game? It is better you go and hop and skip with the cows. And all the Sakhis, they were giggling. What lovely Varadasya. This is Varadasya. And like this, there are so many lovely, lovely Varadasyas. From Vilap Kusumanjali, we come to know such a lot of seva. So much meditation. We have so much food for meditation. Radharani, she is full of Madan Prem. Her heart is so soft, so full of Prem. And Ishwari, she never speaks harshly or loudly to anybody. She is so soft-hearted. Anyway, once there was a dance competition between her and Sri Krishna, and Ishwari had forgotten her nice silk skirt, and it was her turn to dance, and she was missing. She wanted to wear her nice silk skirt. So she told Tulasi Manjari that, "Tulasi, please go and bring my silk mekhala, my silk skirt." And Tulasi, she was sent to bring the skirt. Lalita, she was wondering where Ishwari is sending Tulasi. And she stopped Tulasi and said, "Here, where are you going?" Tulasi said that, "I will tell you later on." And then she went, and she brought the skirt. And everyone was wondering that what is happening. But Tulasi, she never told anybody anything. She just brought the mekhala, the skirt, and she kept it with her. And then Ishwari, she started her dance because it was time. She has to start the dance. So she started the dance, and while the dance was going on, Tulasi just went around her in dancing movements, and she put on the beautiful silk skirt in such a manner that nobody even realized it when Ishwari had changed her skirt. So this is Varadasya. Who can do such expert seva? And once, Lalita, afterwards, she like woke up and she realized that the skirt had changed. And then when Lalita, actually everyone was so much engrossed in the Nritya Ras, that is in the Ras of dancing, that they didn't realize that when the Manjari had changed the skirt. And when Lalita, she woke up and she saw the skirt changed, then she joked about it to Ishwari. Yeah. Tulasi has prayed in Vilap Kusumanjali that although you never speak harshly to anyone, you are so soft-hearted, when will that day come when you will call me inside the kunja and you will chastise me and say, "What is this? Who told Lalita that I have changed my skirt? You must have told her, I saw Lalita call you and take you in one corner, asking, questioning you. You are not supposed to reveal to her this, that I sent you to bring my nice blue skirt. But you have revealed the secret to her. So otherwise, how did she come to know that I had changed my skirt during the dance? So you must have told her. So our Shripad is praying that when will that day come when you will chastise me like this and you will say, go out from the kunja, go, I don't want you here. When will that day come when you will tell me like this? And then I will sit near the door of the kunja and I will say, where will I go? I will not go anywhere. And she is telling herself that even if you abuse me, you use abusive words on me, even if you insult me, you do what you want with me, but I will not leave your rosy lotus feet and go anywhere. And then she is weeping. And then Ishwari is again telling her, tell me what has happened. Why are you crying like this? And then she is not replying anything. And I'm sorry, Lalita saw her crying and said that, why are you crying? What are you sitting here for? And then Manjari, she's not replying. But Lalita, she understood. She picked up Manjari, hugged her. And then Lalita said, come with me. I'll take you inside the kunja. And then Lalita, she takes her to Ishwari and says that, see, she did not tell me anything. She was going somewhere. I noticed it. And later on, I saw your skirt changed. So I just put two and two together. And I realized that she had brought the skirt for you. And I cracked a joke about it. That is my fault. It is not her fault. She never told me anything. And then Ishwari, she is embracing Manjari. And once again, so Tarun Bhatshan Hai Kripar Lakhon. So when the senior Vaishnavs and Sri Gurudev, if he ever chastises us, if he ever insults us, then also we must learn from this that it is their kripa. And so because when, whom will we scold? We will not scold someone with whom we have no relation. We don't love that person. Then we will not call that person and scold. Whom will we scold? Who is our dear one? Whom we want that person should improve. Because we care for that devotee. Then we will scold him or we will try to improve him. So that is why when Sri Gurudev and senior Vaishnavs, they tell us anything, then we should not feel bad and we should not mind it. But we should know that it is their kripa, they love us, they are trying to correct us. So this is anugatya. This is called surrender, subjugation. So Thakur Mahashaya said that Lolita Radesh Paiya. So when I will get Lalita Devi's command and all, and I will be subjugated, I will surrender unto the Sakhis. And the senior Sakhis, they will command me and I will do seva. In this manner, I will obtain Radha Krishna. And Thakur Mahashaya is saying that Ghutsibe means all the impurities in my heart will be destroyed. Ghutsibe means to be destroyed. So, and there will be in my heart very beautiful bhav of Radha Krishna. I will get this wonderful, exquisite Radha Dasya. What is Radha Dasya? How we can get Radha Dasya? If we do not have soft bhav in our heart, we can never get Radha Dasya. We will have to feel subjugated to senior Sri Guru Vaishnavs. We will have to feel surrender at their lotus feet. We will have to feel humble. We will have to have all these soft qualities. Then only we can get this Radha Dasya. And so Thakur Masha is saying, then all my anarthas will go away. And Shripad is saying that eternally I want this Manjari Bhav, this Varadasya, and Dasyastume Rasostu Rasostu Satyam. That means I feel Ras. It is true, it is true. I swear by your lotus feet that I find Ras only in your Dasyatva, that is in your servitude, and I don't want anything else. So please, O Ishwari, please give me your servitude. Please give me your dasitva. Make me your dasi. Please accept me once and for all, whole and soul. Completely please accept me and make me your dasi. So, and I don't want only to be that only with your lips you will say, give, make me your dasi. I don't want like this. I don't want only words from your lips. But I want you to put a stamp on me. I want to become a stamped dasi. And what sort of stamp I want? I want you to place a stamp with your lotus feet. Your lotus feet that is adorned with the beautiful red alta, yavak, which has been placed by your beloved, your Prananath Shri Krishna, has decorated your beautiful feet with alta, lac dye, and you have such beautiful symbols on your lotus feet. So when you will place those symbols on your lotus feet on me, on my head you will place, and I will get those symbols on me, then I will feel, yes, I will be proud and I will show off to everybody and tell everybody that look, I am Srimati Radharani's Dasi. So I want to become that sort of a Dasi, a stamped Dasi. And how this will become, how this will take place, that we will relish tomorrow if Sriman Mahaprabhu has mercy on us. Radhe Radhe.